Well, today is a national day of mourning in honor of President George H.W. Bush, who passed away just a few days ago and has been lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda over the last couple of days. A lot of folks are reminiscing about their experiences with the former president, and we're going to do that here this morning as well. We've got Dwayne and Shirley Auker on the phone with us this morning. They both had some interactions with the Bush family during their time in Manhattan, Kansas, at Kansas State University, and also in Washington, D.C., during some time spent working in the White House and in the administration back in the day. Dwayne, Shirley, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you so much. You had some personal interactions with President George H.W. Bush, it sounds like, with your time at Kansas State.
Perhaps the closest was during his time in the vice presidency. We had him on campus for a lecture. We had a lecture series named for former Governor Hal Flandin. He was kind of the senior citizen for the Republican Party and lived in Topeka, been the 1936 presidential nominee. So we invited George Bush out to give a Flandin lecture, and he and his wife came and spent the day on campus.
Was that the first time that you had met the Bush family?
That is correct, yes.
What were your first impressions?
They are very friendly people, just down home. We had a great time riding with them back onto the campus. And I'll turn it over to Dwayne.
Yeah, we met them on the at the Manhattan Airport. Of course, the Secret Service had provided a limousine in advance, and so we rode back to the campus with them. Then it was a tight schedule for them. We spent a bit of time visiting backstage before his lecture. One thing I recall, I was in my last year. I'd indicated I was going to limit myself to 10 years in the presidency, and he knew that. So he said, well, whatever you want to do, if I can be of any help, why, let me know. And, of course, a few years later, we headed to D.C., and during the later years of the Reagan administration, he was yet vice president, and then we went back in during his presidency.
It sounds like everybody who had run into him over time not just has those professional experiences, but it seems like everyone always had a kind of a personal moment at some point where there was some information or advice or just some kind of anecdotal things shared.
And I suppose that conversation backstage was, for me, the case, and in the case of Shirley.
Yes, I think riding with them and back into town, they were just like friends. We sat and chatted and had a good time. And we found that also then when we went into Washington, and I worked in the volunteer office for the presidency, and we did whatever they needed done by people that were working for the White House.
Well, and Shirley, I suppose all these folks that you're running into in the White House, of course, they're all pretty busy, but there are different ways to handle circumstances and to interact with people. And it sounds like, for the most part, things were very friendly.
Very friendly, and there were lots of volunteers for working at the White House. And I do copperplate calligraphy, and therefore I was asked to do the president's all of their Christmas card envelopes, I and another lady. And so we take their list. I take their list home with me after working in the volunteer room. I would take a whole pile of things home with me, addresses and so forth, for their Christmas cards. And I enjoyed every minute of it because they were for all the countries overseas that they sent their cards to. Leaders in all of them.
I tell people, Jim, that Shirley was a lot closer to the power structure than I was. I might be able to see the White House from my office in USDA, but that was probably a mile or so away. She was right next door in the old executive office building, and I think that probably Barbara Bush at least could probably come by from time to time.
Yeah, she'd come by, but she also had us over for a Christmas party. And they would, some of us would help decorate the Christmas tree, and we really had a good time as volunteers being invited to the White House and seeing her And she usually would come down the stairs and greet us all. And also their dogs. They had a man that walked their dogs, so he would bring them into the room where we were all doing our calligraphy or stuffing envelopes or whatever.
And Shirley also, she'd be part of the crowd anytime there was a visiting dignitary, so... And being short, why, she always got on the front row.
Yes, people were very kind to me. They would help me get up on a ramp so I could see.
And by the way, his information officer, a fellow by the name of Marlon Fitzwater, was a Kansas State University graduate. So we had perhaps a link there as well.
And he was a very good photographer, and he saw me standing down below and knowing I couldn't see, so he helped me get up into the... stand that the photographers were using.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne, you mentioned earlier that the vice president at the time had said something to you when he was at Kansas State about, you know, if you ever need any help or are looking for something later on, let me know. How did that happen where you got an opportunity to work in the administration?
Well, probably my closest link was Senator Kassebaum, who happened to be the daughter of Governor Landon. She was a U.S. Senator at the time and was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I'd worked quite a bit with the U.S. Agency for International Development. In fact, was on one of their advisory boards. And so when the time came for us to leave Kansas State, a position opened up in there heading up their food and agriculture program. I don't know specifically whether George Bush had a particular role in that. A lot of things go on that you really don't know about, but I moved into that. But then later, I was back on campus for a year, trying to be a professor again, and a position opened up in USDA where they needed some help, and by that time, Bush was president, and a friend of mine, Clayton Yeider, was secretary, so we went back into D.C. at that time, and were with the Bush administration for about 3 years.
It's quite an honor when you get a call asking you to be a part of a presidential administration.
Well, it is. It's rewarding, and we have on the wall of my study, of course, an appointment certificate signed by Reagan, one signed by Bush. It's something to enjoy and to have some fond memories of. But the main thing, I think, in both cases, both Bush and Reagan, they were good, nice people.
Did you have much interaction at all with the White House in your role with the USDA?
Only, I suppose... Only once in a while there'd be some request come down through the secretary of some attention needed to be paid to a particular state, and maybe some increased activity in a state. But it was largely, but not a direct relationship. But I suppose the closest we came was when I was heading the Foreign Agricultural Service. Of course, you get into some rather delicate trade negotiations, and so we'd have dealings with the trade negotiator, the head of the trade office, as well as the Department of State. So we'd travel a bit. We'd go by car across town for some of those meetings on promoting exports, subsidizing exports, providing financial exports, getting more food aid to certain countries, and of course the White House would play a role in that.
Certainly, certainly. Did you have much interaction at all with the Bush children?
None that I can recall.
I don't recall at all.
Okay, I didn't know if maybe you had an interaction with the other members of the family, because it seems like the George H.W. Bush and Barbara Bush were the type that they were really sticklers, it seems like, about the way they present themselves to other people, and it seems to have carried on through their lives. You kind of see that they wanted them to kind of mold them in their own fashion.
That's no question. They had they were dedicated to public service. President Bush, H.W., credits his father and mother with instilling that in him. And I think both he and Barbara Bush were determined to instill that same dedication in their offspring.
Absolutely. Well, it's neat to be able to sit and think about some of these things and bring back some memories of times that you had the opportunity, Dwayne and Shirley, to interact with the Bush family and George H.W. Bush, the former president, in this time. And we wish you the very best as well. Thank you so much for sharing some of your memories here this morning, and take care.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you, Jim.